Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Welcome to Pokeballs of Steelix, Nerdy Show's Pokemon role-playing podcast. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Hex.
Hi, I'm Tony.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Jonna.
I'm eating a buffalo's wing.
Me too.
Buffaloes don't have wings, but...
Brandon, Blazikens.
What I meant to say was...
Because fuck Blazikens are Blazikens. Delicious.
Are you sure it's not a Tauros?
wing. I will make a Tauros that is also part flying attack, so it'll have wings.
For those of you just tuning in, Pokeballs of Steelix... We play the fan-made Pokemon role-playing system with some slight modifications to enhance the gameplay so it's speedy and delicious for you. And we're gonna
smell-o-vision.
It's gonna be fucking rank. So
my eyes are watering. I hate it.
But right now we're eating Wing Zone, the unofficial sponsor. The officially unofficial food of Pokeballs of Steelix. Mm, we're chomping on Buffalo Bliss boneless Blaziken wings. And some French fries, and also some garlic parmesan wings. And
the always popular, ever present. Oh my god, my mouth is dying. Nuclear habanero.
That's what we're eating right now. Man, things got serious in previous episodes. Thanks to everybody for the incredible support. Everybody who's loving Pokeballs of Steelix and lets us know about it. People who've done fan art. The response is awesome as always. Pokeballs, you know, we don't have a regular schedule for it. We'll put it out as often as we can. And you know, we'll try to be semi regular about it, you know, so you every time you start really wanting Pokeballs of Steelix, it'll be there waiting for you.
I have an unofficial competition that I want to throw to our fans.
Oh yeah, what's that?
I want all of our fans to draw some Toxards.
Ooh.
I've recently found on Tumblr Fakemon, a cool Tumblr Tumblr account dedicated to just showing fake Pokemon.
Did someone draw a Toxard?
Someone might have.
There was a Toxard pixel art. Actually, whoever you are, we don't know who you are. I have the art. I don't have anybody attributed to it. Let us know. cap@nerdyshow.com.
So submit that and to basicinfo@nerdyshow.com. And what we'll do is we'll look it over, find which one we like the best, and then we'll submit that to Fakemon with a link to the episode where the Toxard is in. Cool. It's not really a competition, like, not really any prizes, but...
You don't win anything. It's not a competition.
Yeah, I mean, we might not even get focused on the Fakemon Tumblr. I just thought it'd be fun.
You could say you're competing for Hex's affection.
Yeah.
And which is true.
Whoever does the best one gets it.
Yeah.
Which will come in a bag, I assume.
Yeah. affection does come in a bag.
With some gloves for handling.
It actually comes in a... A sealed...
Thank you, Brandon.
Night, everybody.
Yep, he killed it.
It's dead.
Fingerprints.
No, thank you.
This habanero is choking up my throat. Anyway, Hex, you've actually developed... Oh my god. You've developed some software to aid us in this episode of Pokemon. Adventures.
I just made the...
Revolutionary, brand new, never before seen.
First time ever, open world.
This is the beta for the Pokeballs of Steelix combat generator, where basically I will be getting... Because we keep on forgetting exactly how to do combat. Not how to do combat, but all the air variables to throw in. Because it gets kind of complicated to the point where it's like, I'm tired. Just
well, the original dice. Pokemon system, the fan-made Pokemon system, is so exact to the nature of the game itself that it's overcomplicated. So we had to trim it back a little bit to begin with, and it's still complicated.
Right. So to aid with that I'm going to be getting variables, plugging them into the script, and then it'll be spitting out a result. Dice rolls will still happen. I will never replace a good dice roll for a dot random number generator method. So don't worry about that.
Because where else are we going to find the shitty rolls that Pokeballs and Steelix has become famous for?
Yeah, I really don't want to help Brandon. I love his pitiful rolls.
God, you know, whatever. I didn't even remember that till just now, that every time I roll, it's like a one or a two. And it's like, Zubat, do something, or the Commodore, do something. And
well, the Commodore sucks anyway.
I'm thinking, if he rolls a five, he will light that curtain on fire.
Nope.
He can't even do that. In my head, I wanted you to set it on fire. I thought that'd be fun. You wouldn't let it happen.
Yep. Nope. exactly. No fun for me.
I light the cigar on fire. With what? With my lighter.
Oh, I've got a lighter. Which I don't have anymore, thanks to Tark. Anyway.
Tarkudale.
You've got to write that in your inventory. Don't forget you have a lighter.
No. Tark threw it.
Does
either
Tark
way.
Does Tark have any possessions?
A jumpsuit?
A Totodile, but that's more of a symbiotic relationship.
The lighter is gone. Well, at some point I'll have
Tark
to
has six Pokeballs, two Antidotes, two Potions, and a Pokedex. However... They're in his pockets, and he doesn't really pay attention to what's in there.
He doesn't really have pockets.
He has pockets in his jumpsuit. He just doesn't know how to use them.
I just assume he had some sort of marsupial-like pouch that he has, like, a pocket of flesh he just shoves things in somehow.
Hmm.
No? Okay.
Raised by Pokemon, not actually a Pokemon.
So it's been a little while since the last episode.
Yes, it has. In fact, narrator, why don't you tell us what happened?
All right. Absolutely.
Last time on Pokeballs of Steelix, chaos. Jumanji, Tark, Jamesy, and Martin were at each other's throats, occasionally singing in harmony, and running people over with vans. Luckily, the crisis in Pewter City, where a terrorist organization had taken over the local mine, has been solved. However, what's going to happen with the mysterious Pokemon egg presented to them by Professor Ketchum? Where the hell is Darren Kobe? And will Jumanji ever get enough food?
No.
Find out this time on Pokeballs of Steelix!
It is the day after the chaos that ensued. The remnants of Team Rocket that have not been captured have all vanished one way or another. A replacement Officer Jenny has been dispatched to the station. And in the jail is one Team Rocket member who was left unconscious from the assault on the museum. Overnight, Dr. Cyan took the egg back to perform some last minute studies on it before returning it to all of you. She said that in the morning it would be ready for you to pick up at the museum. It is the next day, and all of you give me constitution rolls on yourselves.
19.
11.
Eight.
Not your worst.
I stayed in bed.
Eight, and then what's your constitution? Oh,
zero. This is like the highest roll I've ever gotten. I'm keeping this.
I rolled a 19.
So, Tark and Martin are the two that wake up first.
Stop. Stop talking to me. No more fire. Okay. What? Where am I? Everything.
Where is the party located? Where do they spend the night? At the Poké Center?
They're at the Poké Center again on the second floor.
Oh dear.
I recognize this ceiling. Where's Godzilla?
And I get up to go try and track down Godzilla.
The young Tark, being a most advantageous young man, smacks his Totodile around, and they wake up and head to where they know there is a breakfast nook.
Well, there is a breakfast nook down the hall. It's on the same floor, and I'm pretty sure that Godzilla would have been healed real quick at the Poké Center and then handed back to you.
I passed out after the end of last night.
Then they probably just took your Pokemon and healed them, and so they're probably downstairs, is your best guess.
Okay, I go running downstairs.
There's a Nurse Joy. Oh, hello! How are you, young man?
Joy!
Hello?
Where's my Pokemon?
They're right here, and she hands you a tray of Pokeballs.
Oh, Godzilla, and I immediately take Godzilla out. I hug Godzilla, and it's just like, it's okay, it's okay.
You're getting lightly burned.
Don't care.
he's happy to see you, too.
Godzilla's here. What the hell happened? Last thing I remember, I was punching a guy, or I was setting a guy on fire. What?
What happened?
Oh, you must have been the one that was knocked unconscious. Yes. You and the others won.
We did?
Yes. And you were brought here, as were your Pokemon, and they were healed and you were treated, and...
That does not seem like our luck. You sure that's what happened?
That's what happened.
That's awesome. Still need to find Darren. Shit. Okay, thank you so much for my Pokemon joy. Sorry about the whole threatening you with being burned and everything.
Oh no, that was the... What?
Glad that you're doing okay. I'm gonna go reconvene with everybody.
Okay, have a good day.
And I go back to my party. I try and track down everybody. Because I didn't really pay attention to shit when I was looking for my Pokemon.
You, Tark, you successfully find the breakfast nook.
The young boy will, however, find no poached Chansey eggs, as I raided them earlier. The young Tark being a voracious 7 years old, and the Totodile being a very hungry beast, they devour what they find there. Poor Jumanji.
I'm still asleep, so I have no comment yet.
Oh, what was your role?
11.
You have a negative constitution modifier?
Yeah, she's
modifier.
A negative one.
Yeah, it's
well, okay.
That's why she doesn't process food as well as the rest of us.
Basically, you guys can do whatever you want, and they're not going to wake up until, like, noon, or you wake them up. It's, like, 9.
I'm passed out on the roof, so you're going to have fun fighting me.
I'm sure someone will find you on the roof.
Have I found Tark at this point?
You'd have to be pretty slow in the morning not to find Tark.
I'm just...
With how loud he is.
Our young boy sees Martin coming and grabs what he can in his arms and then runs away. Totodile does the same.
Tark, I'm not going to steal the food from... Tark.
Totodile!
So long as he's not throwing keys at me. So long as he's not... I already lost one eye.
And I go and I track down, I see Jumanji in the bed, I'm assuming, and I try and track down Jamesy.
You don't find Jamesy in any of the rooms.
I go back to Nurse Joy. Excuse me, there was a really creepy older guy in our party. Do you know where he is?
He tried to sneak out quietly during the night, I assume, but it was very loud.
It sounds like him.
He kept telling me that he wasn't there and that I should stop looking at him. And then I heard him...
Did he keep his trench coat closed?
Yes.
Thank God.
And then I heard him climbing up the building, or at least attempting to. Last I saw, he had given up and was in a bush right outside the entrance.
That sounds like something I would do. So she'd be like, are you sneaking out?
No one's here. You're having a dream.
I'm just like walking sideways going, goodbye.
Basically.
I am a shadow. Figment of your imagination.
And then I probably, I don't know, went on the roof and tripped or something.
No, you tried to climb up and you gave up.
I'm sure I fell off the ladder and I'm just laying on the ground.
There was
somewhere.
No ladder. You looked around for a long time and like, fuck it, no ladder.
Where
no
am I then?
You're in the bush. In front of the Poké Center.
I'm passed out. I'm sure in a bush.
You were bushed.
Won't be the first time, and it certainly won't be the last.
So I walk outside, I look.
He's right there.
My coat is slightly open, and my wang is slapped about, and you'll notice there's some poop around the edge of the bush in a perimeter that pretty much says, keep away from my bush!
Godzilla's still out in the... I'm gonna pretend, for Martin's sake, that the flame is making it so that it's oxidizing the fumes. And keeping me from falling over.
Do I leave him? We don't need him. We really don't need him.
Take him. He likes to set things on fire.
Who said that?
You know.
Okay.
The devil. Boy got the devil in him.
I guess.
And I kick Jamesy.
You are kicked.
Mumble, mumble, mumble. Jamesy! Wake up, we gotta find Darren, we gotta get the egg, we gotta figure out what the hell's going on.
You wake up and Martin is saying stuff that you don't want to hear.
Why am I in a bush? Hey, Martin.
Yeah, Jamesy?
I've been bushed. Get it? Watch out for the poop, by the way.
Let me
tuck this flaccid thing underneath my butt real quick as I close my jacket. I need to tape it up, sometimes it gets in the way. Just ignore me.
Things I wish I could unhear.
Or unsee, but you can't.
Blindside. It's okay.
So, where is everyone?
Tark ran away with food, and I think Jumanji's still asleep.
Oh, Gang, speaking of food, hold on one sec. I've got this squished Weedle I need to take a bite out of. I've been saving it up for days, and I just, every now and then I take a bite. It's got all the nutrients I need, so. All
right, I'm gonna go get Jumanji. And I'll leave.
Roll a constitution check for me.
God damn, why do I make a thing out of this, Hex?
You made a thing out of it.
I'm just eating some goddamn food.
You're eating a rotten three-day-old
Weedle.
That's a matter of opinion, isn't
it? It's rotten because of how unsanitary you are.
All right, hold on. Fuck, shit. Fuck, I got a one.
You are poisoned.
Fuck.
I don't feel so good, but whatever, that's normal.
It is now no surprise to me that the feces around the perimeter is somewhat runny.
I'm walking back inside. Joy, you might have a problem out there. I'm gonna go get the... Yeah.
He's got a touch of Entei's revenge.
Why is there blood in my poop? I'm sure it's just ketchup, whatever. I'm sure it's some Weedle blood.
Okay, so what is Tark doing? Did Tark just...
The young boy has found a storage closet where he's found many lovely mops, and he and Totodile are feasting on their wares, including several bagels and some apples and some oranges and fruits of a variety known to the Kanto region.
Okay.
Some spoink bacon.
So, no, it's just a continental breakfast, so it's just...
What? No bacon in the continental?
No,
fuck,
you gotta go...
that shit.
You gotta pay money for that shit.
Do they use money in the Pokemon?
Yes,
oh,
that's
wait,
how you
God,
buy
yeah,
things.
That's right, yeah. Someone needs to
so
find
I
Jumanji.
Guess with him doing whatever and him eating everything, you're free to go upstairs and wake up Jumanji.
I grab some food along the way because I don't feel like being eaten myself.
Is there any food left?
Is there any food left?
Some meal tank.
Well, given that...
Give me a dexterity check. Let's see how well you carry all the food or if any dropped along the way.
Tark has rolled a 20.
Oh.
There is no food left. Tark successfully carried all of the food with him.
You and your fucking rolls, 19 and now 20. I got a 1. I hate you.
Is Jumanji's pack in the room?
Yes, oh, it probably geez. Is.
She's gonna kill you.
I check in her pack to see if there's any food.
Yes, there is food.
I take some of the food out and I say, hey, Jumanji, breakfast.
Pidgey, Tetrazzini, Tara's stroganoff. What? What?
Breakfast. Tark ate all the stuff in the Continental.
What do you got? That looks lame. I don't want that.
You packed it.
Wait, whoa, where's my hair? What is going... That was real? I thought that was a... Oh my... I run away. I just need to get away right now. I don't want to see any of these people. I run out of the Poke Center.
Do you let her...
I try and stop her.
Can't she actually run away?
I mean, he tries to stop you at the doorway.
My dexterity is 14.
That makes no sense.
He is kind of... Well, actually, are you... No, you wouldn't be blocking the doorway because you're at the... So, do you really want to run away?
I'm still traumatized from the day before, and
do
I don't...
Do you really want to stop her?
No.
Okay, then you're just going to let her run. Unless you want to do a pose.
Hey, wait, cat!
wait,
fill me in. What happened to your hair again?
She tore it all out.
Oh. She's baldy now? Well, she's got, like, patches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Poor Jumanji. So, we have a splintered group.
A DM's favorite.
We're never
getting
out of this center. It's going to be an hour from now.
Yeah, I got a fun game for you guys, but it'll depend on if you can get the fuck
diarrhea.
Out of the center.
I have diarrhea. That's going to be a fun game for everyone in the midst of battle. It's going to be like, go, and then poop everywhere. And then I'm just going to start throwing my poop. You know, that'll be a surprise, I'll say.
It's gonna be liquid, though. You can't throw it.
Oh, yes, you can. You can poop in your hands and throw it, my good sir.
It's like a mud. It's like clinging mud. So I'm gonna... I pick up Jumanji's pack.
Find her later. There's only so many places she can go. I've got her food. She's gonna come back for it. All right.
And then I go in a friend.
Hello. Martin, correct?
Who the fuck are you?
Well... my name is Percy Perkowitz.
I've seen you following us around.
You just asked who I was. I'd actually taken it as a compliment to my evasion and disguise techniques, but apparently not.
You're kind of creeping me out. What's going on?
Well, you should be no stranger to having old men following you around. That's besides the point. I forgive me.
Listen, what I have with Gary is special.
I was speaking of Jamesy Roquette.
Oh, wow. In the distance, you just hear, it won't stop coming out.
It is my job to not interfere with the life of young Tark, but I'm meant to observe. He is part of a governmental program which I am overseeing. So, being that things got massively out of hand yesterday, I thought it might be prudent that I introduce myself and try to usher things back a little on a path less chaotic. Honestly, I have massive blisters. This cannot happen again. How does a young boy get in so much danger?
Listen, I don't know. All I want to do is find Darren and get this egg and become a Pokemon genius so that Gary will love me back. I mean, so that I'll be recognized the world over. Can I get Tark to not run away from me?
Young Tark is merely in a broom closet. You have nothing to fear. And Jumanji, I saw her go into the little girl's room. She looks a mess.
Well,
what you need to do is ought to try to regroup and perhaps return to Professor Ketchum so this thing can get sorted out. For my observance of Tark, I desperately need for him to be on a quest such as this, learning the ways of humanity, interacting with other Pokemon. It's very important to me to see this through. However, at the moment, I certainly he's very capable, but I do worry for his life quite greatly, even with his Totodile.
Listen, I'll do what I can. If he throws any more keys at me, I can't promise his continued safety.
As an adult, it would be my esteemed pleasure to escort you, all of you, back from whence you came, so something can be made of this chaos that your life has been thrown into. Certainly, Martin, certainly, these are exceptional circumstances, and I commend you, young boy. I commend you for the work you've done. You have survived against all odds, and it is only through these trying times that I am here interacting with you now, which is in direct violation of everything that I have set out to do.
Wow, I feel like I'm in the middle of like a soap opera or some kind of after-school special or something.
Damn it, boy, get a hold of yourself!
All right, old man. We'll do it. We'll play it your way. You go get Tark.
Guide him to the little girl's room, because that's where no man can fear to tread. Gotta get Jumanji.
Get a hold of yourself. Just barge in there. She's your friend, is she not?
I don't think anyone's friends, really, at this point.
Jumanji, are you okay? Is everything all right? I'm concerned for you. We must get on the road, haha.
All right, thank you for your input. I'm gonna go get everybody back together and get Jamesy some toilet paper, and I'll...
It's all right, I've got my hands.
He's got really good hearing, that Jamesy.
Thank you.
We'll go get the egg, and we'll get back to Professor Ketchum. Let him know what's going on. I gotta talk to Nurse Jenny. To Officer Jenny. I gotta talk to Officer Jenny because I gotta figure out what to do with Darren. Darren's been missing for 3 days now.
Yes, that is quite regrettable. However, if I'm to do my job,
Fuck your job! This is a kid!
And I mustn't interfere. It is beyond my control. You have alerted the authorities, young Martin. What more could I do? We must... poor Darren Kobe is nowhere to be seen. He's probably been abducted by Team Rocket.
So, Jumanji, during all this, are you just cowering in the little girl's room?
I'm just staring at my head. Just kind of... just touching my head, just feeling the little patches, just wondering what to do about this, kind of whimpering a little bit.
And Jamesy, are you just pretty basically standing outside complaining that you are now poisoned?
Yes.
Okay.
My hands are covered.
Take a point of damage.
You son of a bitch. I don't even... Okay, hold on.
Did Joy go out to see him after I said that there was something that she might need to... Okay.
My hands are covered in feces,
you actually do have to take care of that poison, or you will pass out, and they will probably abandon you.
I'm pretty sure I'm a poison type right now.
You are... The poison type can still get poisoned.
My hands are covered in feces. I could just poison them.
That's not how it works.
I'm a poison type! Ah! My insides are on fire! So much blood!
You are right in front of the equivalent of a hospital.
But it's for Pokemon.
She's taken care of wounds for you guys already.
All right, well, I come in. Obviously, I walk in. I'm dripping with feces because I don't have underwear.
She's already preparing a hazmat suit.
And I'm like, oh my god, get me in one of these Pokeball trays so you can heal me. This is for Pokemon, right?
She goes, yeah, hold on 1 second, pulls out a syringe, and this will shrink you to a Pokeball size.
Wait.
And she injects you. And you are unconscious.
I don't like syringes. On a side note, I have 2 antidotes that I forgot about. So now I'm just... And thus begins the adventures of Tiny Jamesy.
That was a sedative. She did not shrink you.
Oh, I thought you were going to shrink me.
No.
Jamesy's an idiot.
Yes, that's why she pranked
you like
that. I
thought she was
like
going to shrink me and put me in a Pokeball.
It is going to be just like that scene from The Beatles, Help.
Why didn't she just give me a fucking antidote since they exist?
Because she also wants you bathed.
Ever occur to you that I like having my hands covered in poop?
She
doesn't give a shit.
It's okay. Not about what you like. So,
some gentlemen pay good money for such service. It's called a table shower.
But now I'm getting passed out when everyone's doing stuff.
Well, back to you two.
All right, Percy. Can I call you Percy?
Yes, I suppose.
Get off on the wrong foot. Sorry. It's been a stressful couple days.
I full well understand that, young Martin.
Let me go get you, Manji. And could you just point out what broom closet Tark's in?
Third door on the left.
All right.
Can't miss him.
So I go to the girl's room, I guess, and open the door a little bit. Jumanji, you decent?
As decent as a bald 175-pound girl can be, yes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Listen, you okay?
My life has been turned upside down since I met you people, but other than that, I suppose.
We gotta get back. We gotta figure out what's going on with this damn egg.
No. Nope.
You didn't see Jamesy.
No, thank goodness. That's the only bright silver lining of this day so far.
I got your pack.
I give her pack.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's put Pewter City behind us. Okay?
Please,
okay.
Please. Yes, yes. I agree.
Okay.
Am I passed out when she bathes me?
Yes.
Damn it. I can't roll a charisma check to seduce her.
Nope.
My charisma's -6. I'd be like,
can the Commodore roll a charisma check?
Like what
check?
You see. Damn it. And I got an 18. Fuck.
No. So, okay. So.
And then I then go to get Tark from the broom closet.
You hear a knock at the broom closet.
Hey, Jumanji, you got some of that ranger stuff you can make Tark all sweet on you again?
So I open the door.
65.
You are once again a big fan of Jumanji.
Mandy! Do talk to die.
Oh, Jesus, not again.
Does he have any of that food left?
Most food has been sampled.
I ignore that food, then. I'll just not eat for now. I'm too distraught over my hair to worry about food at the moment.
Yeah, what do you want to do about it? You just want to, like, shave it all, start it over?
Are there any wig stores around here?
The only general store has a really couple of kind of stupid old people working there.
Anyone got a bandana?
No.
She does have
I tear a piece of cloth off something in my bag and put it over my head to cover up my baldness.
So now you look like a cancer patient.
Yes, I do.
You know what you do have?
A very large cancer patient.
You have a Pidgey. I'm just saying. Use it
no.
as a wig.
No, that's for food, not for clothing. Speaking of which, I don't have any food yet today. I'll save it for later.
Oh my god.
Thank you for reminding me, though.
Alright, so I walk back down.
And you see Nurse Joy, and she's flagging you over.
Hey, Nurse Joy, what's up?
Your large friend, the elder gentleman who tried to sneak out last night, we are currently taking care of him. He will be prepared in an hour.
Don't want to wait that long.
Are they going to wheel me out in a wheelchair?
I said take him.
Okay.
We have to...
He sets things on fire. I mean, he's going to be good for the party.
When has he ever set anything on fire that actually benefited us?
She's got a point.
Shut up.
You hear that other voice, right?
What?
You also have received a message from Dr. Cyan at the museum. She hands you an envelope.
I open the envelope and read the message.
It says, the egg is ready to be picked up whenever you are ready.
Ooh, let's get that.
It's not breakfast.
So you say.
I run. Just in case, I try and get there first.
Are you going to try to outrun him?
Yes.
Dexterity checks.
Oh, God, she's going to win.
Roll a d1.
This episode, I have a feeling everyone's going to die and the world's going to end.
I got a critical failure, so I fall.
That's a weird spot. Is that a 9 or 6?
That's a 9.
That's a 9.
Okay. Doesn't matter. I 11. Ran into an open or a closed plate glass.
Basically, he ran off, slammed into the door before it fully opened, collapsed. And then it opened, and you're like, oh, guess I don't have to run now. Come along, Tark. You are now unconscious.
Damn it.
What the hell is with this episode? Jesus.
As I'm sleeping.
You will set the world on fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
You will set a fire in her heart.
Why are you singing to me?
You arrive at the museum and are ushered upstairs to Dr. Sai. She's like, it's you two. The egg is, I'm glad you arrived when you did. It's actually about to hatch.
Oh, I better work fast then. Give me that.
What?
Nothing.
And she actually places it on a cushion in front of you, and you see it started to rupture.
The young boy sniffs the doctor's feet.
Oh, Tark, I've missed you.
Dagoot.
Well, I'm not a fan of balut, so let's just see what comes out of it.
Inside the egg are actually five identical-looking monkeys. They kind of look like monkeys, but they're not fully. But there's five of them in one egg.
By monkeys, do you mean mankeys?
No, they look, they look similar to mankeys, but not quite. One actually looks like it's more plant than anything. One actually looks like it's made out of metal. One looks like it's on, like, made out of charcoal. One looks like it's actually made out of coral. And one looks like it's almost made out of this translucent marble.
Once again, staring from the windows and the scaffolding, I am entranced. Never did I expect that Professor Ketchum would have something of this magnitude handed into the hands of children, let alone that my subject Tark would bore witness to it. However, he still has not observed the new Pokemon.
Dr. Sine is taken aback. The fact that there's actually five Pokemon in one egg, this is actually unprecedented.
Wish I'd eaten if I had the chance.
One of them, because it's a small area, one of them actually, the one that looks like it's made out of charcoal, rolls off of the table and lands on Totodile. And Totodile starts to transform just slightly.
The young boy is shooken by this strange happening. You can see something clearly is wrong with his good beloved friend Totodile, and he smacks the tiny monkey off of his friend.
And Totodile seemed unfazed at first, but was more confused by the fact that you smacked something off of him. He didn't even notice that the other Pokemon had fallen onto him. The transformation seemed to have been painless, as did the transformation back.
Totodile, Tark.
The small charcoal-looking Pokemon is now crying in a corner. Dr. Cyan rushes over to pick it up and starts nursing it, like taking, helping it.
What's going on here? What are these?
I don't know, but that was very odd. There seems to be five of them. Obviously, one is a water type, one is a fire type, one is a steel type, one is a wood, and one is a flying type.
The young Tark goes over to the egg where the offensive small manky creature came from and starts picking them up one by one, inspecting them, sniffing them. He finds no effect on his physiology.
That's correct.
What else can his senses tell him?
They have different aromas. Which one does he pick up first?
The coral one.
The coral one. Then he definitely smells like the kind of smell he got in the running rivers of the Safari Zone. Just that fresh, kind of like natural water feel. Kind of what he gets sometimes from Totodile.
Blue, blue, blue. Brr. And next, the grass type.
The grass type, it definitely smells just like a clean field. Summer, with summer breeze flowing over it. It just feels very earthy, very pleasant.
How much of the egg is left? The eggshell?
The full eggshell is still there intact.
Young Tark sort of...
The eggshell was at first, remember, it had this weird luster to it, glowing, shimmering. It has now turned completely black.
Young Tark takes the eggshell and sort of gently dumps the small creatures onto the cushion that he was sitting on and puts it on his head like a hat.
They watch.
Egg hat.
Doo, bum, doo, boo, bum, doo, doo, doo.
Tark.
So, is Jumanji doing anything during this?
Doc, what are we supposed to do with these things?
I don't know. I'm very intrigued by the reaction that this fire type had to the Totodile. Do you have a Pokemon that we can experiment with?
All I have on me is a Charmander. The other one is not to be used as a Pokemon.
Well, would you mind bringing out that Charmander?
Sure. I send out Chubbs.
So, do you mind if I put it in proximity to one of the Pokemon?
Sure, why not?
She grabs the steel-looking Pokemon and places it on Chubbs' back. Chubbs seems unharmed by what's going on. You see that his skin is starting to turn silver.
Whoa. What's going on here? What is this?
Chubbs is more confused at the fact that you're looking confused than anything.
Hey. I don't know if I like this.
This is intriguing.
Do you know what's going on here?
No, but what it looks like is that he's adapting the effect, the type of the Pokemon that it's on. She removes the Steel-type Pokemon. He goes back to normal. Nothing injured him. And then she puts the Coral-type Pokemon on, the Water-type Pokemon, and he starts turning blue.
Whoa. What's going to happen to his
now,
tail
Totodile
flame?
Now Totodile is looking weird, looking at him very confused, because Chubbs almost looks like another Totodile.
What happened to his tail flame?
It's still flaming just as strong. It hasn't gone down.
I like this. This is creepy.
This is very unnatural. This is weird. So, well, this is definitely something that... This is what Team Rocket was after. They were after these Pokemon.
This is what ruined my life.
These Pokemon seem to be able to impact the physiology of any Pokemon that they come into proximity to. They have to be protected at all costs.
You do that then.
I can't. They already... Team Rocket overnight took over this museum. They have to be taken somewhere.
And you want a 16-year-old bald girl to do that?
I mean, they were trusted to you and your friends to begin with.
Well, they shouldn't have been. Look at us.
I don't suppose Nurse Joy would have tried to, like, wake me
see
up.
See what we missed out on? Because we're idiots?
Yeah.
Damn it.
After watching
the
young boy.
Let's hop over to you. You have been revived.
Okay.
Damn it. The door didn't open all the way, did it?
No, it didn't.
Shit. They went to the museum?
Yes.
Damn it.
And I go running after him.
Okay. We'll get back to you, Brandon.
For fuck's sake.
How is Tark reacting to all of this?
Well, the young boy, he's now holding this different small, squibbly little Pokemon babies. Seeing how they've changed the appearance of Chubbs, and he's known no adverse effects, his concern with them is slightly less than it was when Totodile was being changed. So... this is actually quite fascinating. It's the first time I've really seen him express himself as sort of an artiste. He's taking the small Pokemon, moving them off and on to Chubbs. Like,
whoa.
Making them change color.
Hey, settle down, Tark.
And then he puts it on himself, expecting a change. Does he see anything at all?
No change whatsoever.
Appears the young boy is not quite the Pokemon he thought himself to be.
Ooh, a learning experience. Oh, which Pokemon did he put on himself to try?
The blue one.
It feels...
Marble one.
The marble one. Ooh, okay. So yeah, that feels very light to the touch. It's almost as if you're more... Instead of picking it up, you're holding it down from floating away. That's how it feels.
Curious.
Okay, so, Jumanji, what do you do?
So I guess we should take these with us then, because what else are we going to do? You're entrusting us with this task, right?
I don't know what else to do with them. I can't keep them here. I can't give them to Nurse Joy. In fact, it's probably best that that Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny don't know. It sounds like that there's actually agents within both of their networks.
Well, you got some balls we can put them in?
We can try. So she takes a Pokeball and she tries to put one of the Pokemon in it, and it doesn't work.
Great. Just what I need, more monkeys in my life. Oh, do you have a cage? You have some sort of... container for these stupid things? I don't know. What are we gonna do with them? They're little monkeys.
I you have your backpack. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
Alright, I start shoving them into my backpack.
Just as Jumanji is putting the first of them into her backpack.
Shoving them into my backpack.
You come in to see her shoving something weird into her backpack and two weird things on a table. Two in Tark's hands.
Ooh, my ding. Ooh, blah, 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 blah. Do. And the young boy pops one colored monkey onto Chubbs and another onto Totodile, and the changes are very peculiar. Blah, blah, blah.
All of a sudden, Totodile starts looking like a plant Pokemon, and Chubbs starts looking like a steel-type Pokemon.
So this happened.
Martin has just slapped himself.
Now? Not dreaming.
No, sadly not.
Jumanji, what the fuck?
That's what I'd like to know.
Dr. Cyan jumps in. The egg hatched. In it were inexplicably five separate Pokemon, one of 5 different types: wood, steel, fire, water, and flying. And it seems that when
you put one
into proximity to another Pokemon, that other Pokemon adapts the type of the Pokemon of the new Pokemon.
Godzilla, you want to try something?
Godzilla sees that Chubbs and Totodile are unaffected and goes,
"Me get one of those things."
All right, grab one out of my bag. They're all in there now. Well, I guess not all of them, but the however many.
She hands you one that looks like it is coral. Like, it's blue colored, so you're assuming it's water type.
This will make you invincible.
Put it on Godzilla.
He starts to turn blue.
Now, have we done any tests to see, like, is he kind of water type now?
We haven't been able to test that yet. I don't have anything in any apparatus to identify the type besides observation.
Without talking to anybody, take out my poke call thingy. I call Professor Ketchum.
Okay.
Oh, Martin, how can I help you today?
The egg hatched. We lost Aaron.
The egg, what?
The egg hatched. And they're, here, let me show you. And I take some pictures and send them to him.
Cats, the legends are true.
What? Legends?
There was a legend that, from the strange land that I took these Pokemon, that there are 5 elements from there. Not 4, as is with the classical training, but 5 from there. This egg represents those 5 different elements.
Okay.
And apparently, what's happening is that it's able to give Pokemon the type of that other Pokemon. This is astounding. This is groundbreaking. This is amazing.
All right, now here's where things get shitty. When we got to Pewter City, there was Team Rocket. There was a lot of Team Rocket.
They must know.
They killed someone. I'm pretty sure it was an Officer Jenny. It might have been my fault. I don't know. James, he says a lot of stuff. We set some things on fire. Might have ran over somebody in a van. It was a crazy day. This was not... Darren, we lost Aaron.
You need to get out of there, and you need to stay away from everywhere. You need to take these Pokemon and hide.
Hide where?
I don't know. Just start moving. But if Team Rocket gets these
Gary,
Pokemon...
Gary, nowhere to go.
Just make sure that these aren't in the hands of Team Rocket.
All right. You said that this gives them the traits of the other Pokemon, right?
That's what the legend said.
Godzilla is invincible.
Okay.
Thank you, Professor Ketchum.
Thank you. Take fastidious notes on these Pokemon.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I'm gonna hang up. So, we gotta hide.
Yeah, well, we've done a great job of that so far.
The irony is not lost on me. Wait, how long has it been since we left Jamesy?
It's been an hour.
Oh, shit, he's waking up soon.
Did they push me out in a wheelchair?
Jamesy is waking up in a bed. He feels refreshed. He feels clean. He feels
uncomfortable,
like he's wearing clothing. He hates it.
Oh, God. Ah! What is this shit I'm wearing?
You notice that you're wearing bed gowns. Like, you are wearing hospital clothing.
Do I have that long, like, cloak thing? The long, what is it called? The hospital gown,
essentially. A robe?
Yeah, a robe.
No, but there's one hanging at the door. As you get up, you look in the mirror.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You are clean. You are clean shaven.
I've been saving up all this dirt on my face for years.
Your hair is actually cut short now.
Son of a bitch. Someone's gonna burn. The first thing I do is remove all of my clothes. I assume my coat is nowhere to be found, and I put on the hospital gown. So now all I'm wearing is a hospital gown with nothing underneath.
You mean
the robe? Yeah, the hospital robe.
Okay.
I'm wearing a hospital robe. That's it.
Is it closed?
And my backpack.
Or is it still...
It's the same thing as my coat. I'm just walking around.
Okay.
You know, flopping. flopping in the breeze.
Where is everyone?
Nurse Joy greets you at the door.
Who's there?
Can you please close your robe?
Did you clean me up, bitch?
Can you please close your robe?
Can you please shut your yap? I'll take you to Fist Town, population you, and my fist. So I guess the population is two.
You hear her sigh, and then behind her comes a Machoke.
All right, my robe's going on. What I meant to say was, well, I was reciting a play that I learned as a child. It was a very mature play. I did it in school.
Right.
When I was in school.
We burned.
How's it going?
We burned your jacket. It had three different types of diseases on it, and one that was
at least two of those types I was born with,
and one was completely unidentifiable.
Oh, that you don't want to know about that one.
So, for the good of Pewter City and humanity, we burned your jacket.
Humanity's gonna pay one day.
Did they take this Pokemon out first?
Of course, Pokemon are taken care of.
I'm just curious about
and
the Commodore.
They have been properly treated.
Okay, I don't think you can properly treat those guys.
Sir Burns-a-Lot has both eyes
back. Oh my.
What?
Yes.
How is that possible that technology does not exist?
Yeah, it's called the goddamn Poke Center.
Do you have a spoon? I just want a spoon. I just gotta make some minor modifications or use it to eat something later is all I'm saying. Also, do you have a piece of like leather, possibly an eye patch looking thing? I should probably go. I don't know where anyone is. My anus is sore, and I don't remember it being sore before I came in here.
We gave you an enema. You what, are...
I've got enough enemies. What is an enema?
No, you're clean. You are complete. Your system is fully clean now.
Is that why I feel 10 pounds lighter?
Yes.
It's like I can float.
Yes.
Where does one normally get these enemas? They sound enticing. You know what? I should probably go. I don't know where anyone is.
You should just go. I'm going to regret doing this, but here are your Pokemon back.
Oh, yeah.
Commodore was put into a Pokeball.
Oh, he's not going to be happy. The Commodore, come out.
Commodore comes out, and he is lying around shrieking.
Does Supersonic actually confuse somebody this time?
No, he's
Jamesy's
not.
Jamesy's confused.
Jamesy's always confused.
Where am I?
The Commodore, get under this robe.
Commodore fits under the ropes.
All right. Well, he's going to be my underwear, essentially. So he just kind of hangs around my penis and no one can see it. Time to leave this dusty old joint. Get on the road. By the way, where did you see a bunch of little kids that I probably shouldn't be around? Do you know where they went?
They're at the museum.
All right. I didn't know they were underage when I started this. I'm just letting
just
you know.
Just go.
All right. I'm on my way to the museum. And I go to the museum.
This is my actual voice.
I went to a university. he goes to the museum. This whole thing's an act. Yeah. He works for the government, actually.
God, I want that to be true.
No.
So bad.
Nope. Maybe
so bad.
Anyway.
So.
Just at some point, he's like, by the way, guys. I mean, by the way.
So,
Excuse me,
just about the time, you're like, wait, how long has it been? About an hour. Guess who comes shambling up in a hospital gown?
Put them away before he sees them. We don't want him to see these things. Oh, my God. Where are they?
So the young talk shoves them in his cheeks.
I pull Godzilla back into a Pokeball. When Godzilla... when Godzilla goes
Dr. Cyan is freaking out and is insisting to hold on to those Pokemon instead of them being in your mouth.
When Godzilla goes back into the Pokeball, does the little Pokemon go in with it?
I shook my head no. It basically drops to the floor.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Jumanji, you're seeing this, right? No? Doesn't what? Smell like Jamesy. Who are you?
Who's that?
Hey, guys. I'm a new man. My balls are clean. The cheese on my tanks is gone. And all my toxins have been cleaned up.
Ugh.
I know it's horrible, but you'll get used to it. What'd I miss?
Nothing.
Somehow.
Nothing at all. And
somehow this is not an improvement at all.
I take the thing off the floor and I put it surreptitiously into my backpack. And I take the two from Cyan and I put those in my backpack.
Hey, what's Tark wearing on his head?
That's an egg shell. We killed a Chansey on the way over.
Taku Balandu.
You ain't Chansey without me. Yeah, I guess I've always got more Weedle if I need to eat.
No, you don't.
What? Where's my Weedle at?
That was burned with the coat.
Son of, I still have a pile of smushed mixed fruit I can eat later.
No, that was removed as well.
Oh my god. Where did my smushed fruit go?
What else did you have in the jacket?
Let me go down. Okay, my Weedle's gone.
Yep.
My half-smushed fruit is gone.
Yes.
I have raw scantium.
Nope.
You son of a dick.
The scantium burned?
Oh, the scantium.
Raw scantium.
Oh, no.
No, they I have that.
They just took that. And you didn't ask for it.
You don't let me have any fun. Oh, that's gone.
You could have asked for that.
I have a banana peel.
No.
Dude, that's my best weapon. you took away my banana peel. Okay.
Just be my only number.
I have fresh water.
Yes.
I have two potions.
Yep.
Two antidotes.
Uh-huh.
Four Pokeballs.
Yes.
Three random books. One is the Geology of Pewter City.
They let you keep those.
And a Pokeball toolbox. Toolbox, yeah. Pokeball toolbox.
Yeah.
I notice I have a banana in my bag and I eat it really fast and throw the peel.
I dive for the peel and pick it up.
No one fights you for it.
I get it. This is mine.
Does he chip a tooth?
Binder's keepers. I do not chip a
tooth. No, he's had a bad enough day. I'm not going to make him roll for
dark,
that.
Dark. I'm writing down banana
dark,
peel.
Dark. And Tark, the young boy, marches out of the door. And no longer amused by the situation, especially now that the new toys have been all packed up.
Oh, I also had a keyring with a bunch of keys on it. No idea what it's for, but, you know, I got them.
Yeah, no, you got that still.
Tark starts
singing. Jumanji, go after Tark.
Now that Jamesy's here, I'm just going to go follow Tark.
So, where's the egg we were supposed to pick up today?
We're good. Follow them.
Well, who's got the egg?
We're good.
All right, someone's got the egg, so I'll figure that out later.
I ate it. You heard me talking about eating it all the time. It finally happened.
Didn't someone say the world would end if we screw up the egg or something?
It's all right. It's cool.
World's still here. We fucked up. World's still here.
Okay.
We rolled the dice.
Okay. I want you two to give me wisdom checks.
The game master's pointing to Martin and Jumanji.
Yeah, so both of you give me... Actually, that'd be charisma. Both of you give me charisma checks.
God.
So
13,
15.
4.
Total?
4.
Give me a wisdom check, Jamesy.
So you don't want an intelligence check.
I want a wisdom check.
Come on, Brandon, shitty rolls.
11-sies. Not good enough.
You believe Jumanji, but Martin's making you a little... confused.
Why are you looking at me? It's because of the eye patch, isn't it? You want to start something?
I want to talk to the other Martin.
What do you mean?
I want to talk to the other Martin. Wink.
Why are you winking at me? I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I'd like to ask the other Martin about the egg is all. Just, you know.
Who the fuck is the other Martin?
Just shoot the shit. Hanging out. Talking about eggs and such.
Oh god damn it, and I leave the conversation with James to go after Tark.
So Tark has marched out and has conveniently decided to start marching towards Mount Moon.
One up on the track, Marieshi on the beat. While you're sitting there, head nodding to a million, I'd rather pop the red and blue and bump back to vermilion. Beauty City first, I will machop you, that's with no regard. When I spit that fire, watch this ash fall, Charizard. Sneak Pikachu, lightning quick like Pikachu. The only way you win this gym battle is if you're cheating, dude. Some say I be blasting noise, I may be seeming rude. Streaming worldwide blast, so super effective on your Geodude. Talking water, HTO has made. Your eyes a bit misty. It's time for me to cascade to the Saffron City. Got a badger with some soul power. Best like Eli by the hour. Catch me munching fire flowers. Marching up to me like you know me, but it's a fallacy. Call me Eevee the way I come to in my personality. Third rate going at speed of light. Surrender now or prepare to fight. Blasting these lyrics with all my might from a brain to me out. Cut, that's right. If you got no pokey dolls, go and get your bank up. If you got no gym badges, go ahead and get your rank up. Your mind is kinda ghastly. You must have gone got your stank up.
up. Pass it like a Snorlax, he must have gone got your drank up. If you're trying to sandslash me, go ahead and break your shank up. I'll just have to harden like an onyx, put my tank up. Shock you like a blanca, or into you like a manga. They say I'm kinda oddish, I kindly reply with thank ya. Acting all crabby and gloom, I don't suggest you do. That'll just double the friction physics, you two. First time you see me lose, homie, I ain't going home. If you're tired of bubbling, hit him with that firestone. Just when I'm about to climax and hit eruption. They got super lucky, got Cinnabard interruption. If they don't get my lyrics, some wonder what they on. Pay attention, gotta catch them all. Pokemon, call me Bach, cause you're gonna be rocked. In my Pokemon Stadium, time's up clocked. See me breaking Pokeballs like Johnny Cage. Spitting earth, wind and fire, and also Dragon Rage. Looking dumb like Damien, that's kinda lame. I got your charm and now it's spitting fire flames. When things get rough, man, you know you're dropping down the chute. It's shocking you have troubles when it's time to freaking execute. No heads up, no sign, that means no cue bones. My team is off limits. That Safari Zone, in the end don't think you're able to turn the table. But you can keep going and dream like a Clefable. I drew 150 original, thought I'm super cool. The punchline though is that these kids are freaking tentacool. Diglett, Dugtrio, Tron, to name a few of my favorites, but there will be just one Mew. If you got no Poke Dolls, go and get your bank up. If you got no gym badges, go ahead and get your rank up. Your mind is kinda ghastly, you must have gone got your stank up. Pass it like a Snorlax, you must have gone got your drank up. If you're trying to sandslash me, go ahead and break your shank up. I'll just have to harden like an onyx, put my tank up. Shock you like a blanca, pour into you like a manga. They say I'm kinda oddish, I kindly reply with thank ya. Acting all crabby and gloom, I don't suggest you do. That'll just double the friction physics, you two. First time you see me lose, homie, I ain't going home. If you're tired of bubbling, hit him with that firestone. Just when I'm about to climax and hit eruption. They got super lucky, got Cinnabard interruption. If they don't get my lyrics, some wonder what they on. Pay attention, gotta catch them all, Pokemon.
Sooner or later, the young boy knew that they would realize that he was an expert at doing things that were interesting and amusing and not like them who dawdle doing nothing at all. So,
Tark, actually, so the three of you are actually dawdling quite a bit. So Tark has actually made it to the tall grass over towards Mount Moon.
Oh, not tall grass.
And in front of Tark is a Pokemon. I want to describe what this particular Pokemon looks like for you.
Oh, it's a Toxard.
So Toxard you with a see monkey. Floating in front of you a gold Pokemon with what looks to have like brown shoulder pads and slits for eyes. It's just floating there, just staring into staring and watching the clouds.
Gold.
It hears you and it looks over at you.
Dark.
The a Pokemon.
Young boy waves to the Pokemon.
The Pokemon waves back.
And the young boy signals to Totodile in their language of gibberish. They both start spitting on each other and then inviting, oh, look, golden friend, you two should spit on us. We should all spit together.
The Pokemon, kind of confused, just floats over. Give me a charisma check, Tark.
I hope this turns into an orgy. Real fast.
With a 7-year-old?
Yeah.
A 4. I rolled a 2 plus the 2 modifier.
Okay, the Pokemon isn't spooked, but it's just watching. It's observing. It doesn't fully trust you yet. But it is intrigued that it's not being attacked.
Is this floating Pokemon in range for Tark to say sniff it or touch it?
No. You could try to move forward.
The young boy and his Totodile walk into the tall grass and entice the floating Pokemon to come hang out with them, and they're doing little dances.
Give me another charisma check.
22.
The Pokemon is intrigued and floats down to start dancing with you. The Pokemon starts kind of just
20 minutes
dancing
later.
And he's having a great time.
Have we caught up yet?
Tark. Pokemon considers you its friend.
Tobulda.
Tark has just gotten a new Pokemon. Tark just got an Abra.
How do you... Was he holding a spoon?
No.
Pepper doesn't have spoons.
Damn it.
So...
The young boy high-fives the Pokemon.
And it high-fives back. So, whenever you're ready, I have your information on your Abra.
How do you catch a Pokemon by dancing?
Fascinating.
That's the best way to fight an Abra, by not fighting. It'll run away otherwise.
You have to just throw the Pokeball right when you see it.
Or if you don't throw a Pokemon... Yes, become its friend.
Do you want to throw a Pokemon?
Throw Pokeballs.
I was standing so far away that I didn't even recognize the Abra sitting in a cross-legged pose while flying. Ah, this is incredible that a Pokemon of such cranial capacity, such intelligence as an Abra would befriend the young Tark. This is fascinating, simply fascinating. My dissertation is going to be a landmark occasion. Percy Pokowitz, you have done it this time.
You ready for this information?
Yes.
Abra? Level 9. HP, 3 plus 3, so a total of 6.
Only got 6 HP?
Well, that's the attribute. We'll still have to calculate full HP later. Attack, 2 plus 2, so a total of 4. Defense, 2 plus 3, for a total of 5. Special attack, 11. Special defense, 6. Speed of 9. And it has one move, teleport.
That's a lot of good stats that are better than all mine.
Yeah, but I can't do shit. All I can do is run the fuck away.
Does the teleport go beyond just the Pokemon himself?
No, it's only itself. And in this game, basically, you roll a d20 and an accuracy check of 12 or higher, it succeeds. And you move 1d10 plus 10 meters away. So
why would you ever use him?
Because if you are right next to a wall... You can just shift through the wall.
But only the Pokemon.
Yeah.
You can use them to search or get things.
The young boy sniffs the Abra's crotch to find out what sex it is.
It is male.
Oh, in the game, you can teleport to the last Pokemon Center.
Mm.
They gimped us. I ever want to go back there.
I mean, we do essentially have twin flamethrowers, though.
So by the time the three of you reach, finally find where Tark is, you see him sniffing the crotch of an Abra.
What is that?
And the Abra's confused, looking at you three, and kind of like gets into a panicked mode.
I
can't remember the last time I had my crotch sniffed.
Abra looks at all three of you and nods its head. When introduced by Tark.
What just happened?
I'm pretty sure Tark just captured an Abra.
A young boy climbs upon the Abra's shoulders.
It lets him.
He laughs.
Wow.
That kid.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what? We're on our way to Mount... Let's go to Mount Moon.
Why are we going to Mount Moon?
Because we need to hide.
From what?
Debtors.
I know all about that.
I had a feeling you might. Let's go. And I continue walking through the tall grass toward...
You are walking toward in the tall grass. There... Give me the marching order.
Me?
I'll be behind him.
Tark's party.
Tark and the Totodile and the Abra are all sort of hanging out and farting on each other and spitting and bending spoons and things such as that.
And James is taking the rear?
You know it.
He really liked that enema.
So, while you're marching on, James Z is forlorn, and he's getting frustrated that he's lost all his shit. So, the team actually moves forward, and he doesn't care anymore, and he just sits down. And then in front of him appears an Ekans.
I stare at its eyes.
It stares back at you.
Hey, come over here.
Give me your... roll a d20 for me.
Do you even need me to roll? Just roll. We'll assume
it.
It's
just
a
roll
one.
It. Just roll.
10.
It tries. It actually jumps at you, mouth open, trying to sting you, like basically just like bite you. And you're like fuck, and you jump up, and it misses.
As it misses, I go to punch it in the face with my fist.
Okay, roll dexterity check.
You son of a bitch. 14 plus 2, 16.
Okay. roll strength.
12.
Hearing the commotion, the young boy and his Pokemon Two. Companions go to where Jamesy is fighting the snake.
No, you guys are still marching on. You completely...
No. Never mind.
Basically, this is happening real quick while you guys are marching forward.
Okay.
Okay. You dealt 2 damage to the Ekans. Nothing. Are you going to call a Pokemon, or is it going to keep on attacking?
No, I'm going to call a Pokemon. So it burns a lot. Get out of your ball.
Son of a bitch.
What? The name?
No, no, no. I will not point out that grass is weak against poison. Move. Game on. Game on.
James, he doesn't give a shit.
I know James, he doesn't give a shit.
You see, his name sure burns a lot because it's the fire. It's the fire he feels inside his veins as the poison courses through it.
So Sir Burns-a-Lot comes out, and he has 2 good eyes. He has a smile on his face.
I look at him in disgust.
What are you talking
about? What happened to you?
Okay, so he knows what he's doing. What are you doing? What are you telling Sir Burns-a-Lot to do?
Sir Burns-a-Lot version 2.0 tackle, I suppose. If you still know how to do that. Your disappointment as my son. Your failure as a father.
Roll a d20.
I'm getting that spoon later. You watch. Actually, you can't watch if you have... Anyway. 16.
All right, so what am I rolling?
I miss you, Pensy.
No, 2d8.
2d8.
I need some 8s.
Is...
14.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your Pokemon's attack total?
Special or normal?
Normal, because tackle's a normal attack.
9.
Ekans is weak.
Obviously, I throw a Pokeball to capture it. I am a capture specialist, if that means anything to my
points. Roll a d20. Actually, it's a d100 that you roll. Borrow the d100.
What?
Yeah.
Do I get any... I don't have anything special, even though I have capture point, but I forget what that is. It's a trainer. It's my special thing.
Capture point?
Yeah, because I'm a capture specialist. No one knows why I'm a capture specialist, but I am. Who knows what I've been doing with my
character?
Well,
your Uncle Meowth shows you a lot of things. Bindings.
Meowth takes me back. He was the last one to sniff my crotch.
Subtract either half of your dex modifier or half of your int modifier from your d100 rolls when you're rolling any Pokeball.
So it makes me better?
Yeah.
Subtract it. Well, my intelligence and dex are the same.
Just roll a d20 and d100.
What is that?
73.
You capture an Ekans.
Yeah.
You now have an Ekans.
I got a snake.
You hear from behind you, I got a snake.
Keep it in the robe.
I turn around to look at what happened.
Jumanji shouldn't have better than that. By the way, its new name is Snake.
Snake!
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 Nickname. Snake.
So first the kid caught a new Pokemon, and now Jamesy caught a new Pokemon?
Did they see me catch it? Hold on, what? I turn around. Seriously?
What is this? This is still the worst week of my life.
You know what? We just gotta keep walking through the tall grass.
I start walking back and forth in the tall grass.
I saw this in a movie once. Too. Guys. Enough about Pokemon. We gotta get to this mountain for no obvious reason. We gotta get to Mount Moon. Enough of the bullshit. There's some stuff we gotta do there, I'm assuming. And there's people chasing us, probably.
So you keep moving forward.
Well, are you gonna tell me my stuff?
Oh, yeah. Ekans, you ready?
Yes.
Level 5.
Fuck you. Okay.
HP 4 plus 2 with a total of 6. Attack of 6. Defense 4 plus 2 with a total of 6. Defense 4 plus 2 with a total of 6. So you have 6. Special attack is 4. Special defense is 5. And speed is 6. And your moves are Leer, Rap, and Poison Sting.
Rap. R-A-P. He's gonna bust out a boombox and that shit. I'm gonna be like, rap! And it's not gonna be what I think it is. And Poison Sting?
Yes. That's what I tried to do on
and
you.
And I assume it's a poison type?
Yep.
And
I see James is taken funny. After his mother.
I was gonna say, he's getting all the Team Rocket Pokemons.
Seemed like a good place to put an Ekans.
I gotta draw a picture of him, hold on.
Okay, so we're moving forward. And everyone's moving forward, and Jumanji is starting to get really pissed off because everyone's getting a Pokemon except her. So she kicks a rock.
I kick a rock.
And it lands right next to what she hadn't noticed before, but seems to be a little pink balloon sitting in the tall grass.
Nice. Whoa, is that a Jigglypuff?
It looks over at you, and it looks really upset that you kicked a rock at it.
I see this upset Pokemon and stare adoringly at my kindred spirit.
It is a straight-up a Jigglypuff.
I need you in my life.
And I'm guessing you're going to be real quiet about it, so Martin doesn't know about it, so you can catch her this little yes. Jigglypuff just for you.
I'm still walking back and forth.
I hope it sings and puts us all to sleep.
Pokemon, God damn it. Last one I got was Cliff Secord. He's not doing anything for me so far.
So what are you doing?
Sending out Chubbs.
Chubbs! I love that you actually have a little charm. Okay, so you have the first attack. What are you doing?
Scratch. That's all I got.
No. So roll a
d20. 11.
Yep.
Cool.
So what is your Pokemon's offense?
Base 5.
Any modifiers?
Added one.
Roll okay. Damage.
18.
Jigglypuff is looking weak. Ooh. Jigglypuff tries to do a charm on Charmander. Roll a... Actually, no. It doesn't work.
Good.
So, but Jigglypuff is looking pretty scratched up.
All right, I'm going to throw a Pokeball at it.
Okay, you're going to need that D100 back. Zero.
Single, okay.
So if it was a double zero, then it'd be 100. Otherwise, it's...
Five.
That's actually good. The lower, the better.
Oh, okay. Five, then.
Yeah, so... You caught yourself a Jigglypuff.
Yeah. He's looking up a little bit.
Jigglypuff! Hold on, Jumanji sounds happy. Fuck!
Did he see it? Did Martin see it? He got it. I guess he saw it at the end.
She can probably pull out the Jigglypuff.
I pull out the Jigglypuff. What do you think of that?
I just keep walking.
So you're just marching back and forth?
Nah, I'm at this point, it's like, fuck it. They got stuff by going forward. I'm going to go forward.
So
on Martin, to Mount fucking Moon.
Martin actually runs ahead. And everyone's like, cool. Martin's running ahead. And Martin runs smack dab into a Mankey. Staring him down.
Godzilla, send forth Pokeball. Out pops Godzilla.
And we'll put the little blue guy on Godzilla.
Ooh.
To see how that goes.
Okay.
I feel like that might weaken a fire attack if you have one. But I don't know. Just a thought.
Water was the only one you grabbed.
You won't have
I grabbed the two that Tark had as well.
Okay, so you have a water, a grass, and steel.
Just put them all on at the same time.
The steel one on.
Really?
Let him do it, dude. Let him do it.
No.
Roll a wisdom check.
9.
You put the steel on. So you put the steel type on the fire to fight fucking fighting. If I'm remembering correctly, I'm pretty sure steel is weak against fighting.
Hey, if Jamesy did it, so can you. That's my
look at
snake.
That. Fighting. Twice damage. Super effective on steel.
Fuck. You were just in the... You were just like, I need to capture this. You weren't even thinking straight. You just did it.
The eye patch was talking to me.
Steal it. Steal it.
Okay. No, it's all good. It's all good. You kind of see the Mankey smile when he sees that it turns metallic. You don't really understand why. Because he's just a fucking Mankey.
That's true. I'm going to do Ember.
Okay, do Ember.
It's a 6.
That actually misses. He avoids it.
Son of a bitch.
So he is going to do a scratch. Ooh, that hits. Okay, so...
It appears that Jamesy's snake has been drawn with a penis having an orgasm.
Defense is 4.
So, you see this Mankey lunge at your Charmander.
Mm-hmm.
And you're expecting it to do, like, it's scratched to do major damage.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. Because, while fighting is strong against steel...
Normal is not.
So, by doing scratch and it not doing a lot of damage, you see that it has, in fact, adopted the steel type.
Oh.
How much did it do?
10 damage.
10 damage? That's still like half my health.
Yeah, imagine how much it would have done if he wasn't resistant against it. Okay. It's Godzilla's turn.
Ember again.
Ember. Ember it up.
Fucking!
I think you're becoming.
All I had to beat was a 2.
You're becoming the new Jamesy slowly, by the way.
Ooh, okay. He tried to do a low kick and he missed. You're very grateful for that.
I am.
Okay, it's Godzilla's turn.
Can I roll another wisdom tech to see if I remember what's going on with steel or not?
Sure.
Really? Okay. Nope.
You think you are right on the
right
money.
On the fucking
you
money.
Saw how little damage it did with the
I'm
scratch.
Fucking, I'm good. I'm good. All right. Ember. 13, bitch.
That hits.
All right. 2d10. 6.
What is a special attack?
Special attack is 7.
7. What is the total damage?
13.
Okay, Mankey's looking weak. Mankey's trying to low kick again. Mankey missed.
Pokeball!
Okay.
You lucky son of a bitch. 42.
It locks. That's the answer. It was almost. Ah.
Fuck yeah!
You hear from the distance?
I got a monkey.
I got a monkey. And it's really fucking cool.
The young boy and his Pokemon party are marching in line, and the person in the lead, who is Tark in this case, though it has been Abra in the past, is setting a different type of walk, a different arm stance. They're just doing a little game, a little walking game is what they're doing. They're still walking.
Didn't I walk far ahead of everyone at this point, or am I behind Tark?
He ran ahead of everyone, basically.
Oh, I don't know where I am.
So, for your Mankey... level 5, HP 4, attack 8, defense 4 plus 2 equals 6. Special attack is 4 plus 2, for a total of 6. Special defense is 5, speed is 7. His attacks are focus energy, leer, low kick, and scratch. A Mankey gets all four of those at level 1. So y'all just got new Pokemon.
Well, at least we'll be more prepared.
I don't even care.
Do you wait for everyone else, or do you keep marching forward?
Oh, I'm gonna wait and gloat.
Okay.
I bring out Mankey, and I bring out Cliff Secord. Got us all standing here, and I strike a pose.
And the first to arrive is Tark with his camaraderie. You walk forward, and you see Martin with a Mankey.
Da mugadaha, da little boof.
Yeah.
Totodile. Abra. Totodile.
I'm going to point out that Jamesy doesn't actually have any shoes. He is literally wearing just... a hospital robe.
He actually had to have taken off the slippers at that point.
I remember putting slippers on.
They were already on.
Oh, then he must be wearing them. He doesn't even realize it.
Knowing Jamesy. So the four of you now all are reconvened. You all have new Pokemon.
And Jamesy is the only one oblivious to any shit that happened with the egg.
Yeah.
Apparently. He knows absolutely nothing what happened.
He believes her.
He assumed someone has it in their backpack and that's it. And they're going to Mount Moon to hide.
Ate them.
Jumanji said that she ate it.
I don't believe.
You do, actually. She's the one you believe.
Oh, well, all's well that ends well.
I'm very convincing.
As Jamesy walks up, I take the little thing off and I put it back in my pack.
Give me a wisdom check.
Me?
Yeah.
Jamesy's doing her wisdom check. It's Jamesy. 16.
Give me a dexterity check, Martin.
11.
You notice that Martin was trying to hide something from you.
Hmm. It looks like Martin's trying to hide something from me.
So you guys you arrive at Mount Moon. There's a little, what used to be a Poke Center and is now just like an abandoned hut.
Mount Moon is now a crater in the ground.
And Mount Moon's still there.
We made it to Moon Mountain.
yes, we did, Jamesy.
How is this group laid out here?
Well, it's getting late, and someone, I'm going to say Jumanji, had the most amount of sense that you shouldn't start Mount Moon at night for one reason or another. Like, there's some kind of legend from her people that just doesn't make sense. So you should stay the night at this little hut in front of Mount Moon.
We should stay at this little hut for the night.
Really? Really, Jumanji? We're right here.
You see what time it is?
I agree with her. We should definitely stay the night.
You're sleeping outside.
And not keep an eye on one of an...
You're sleeping outside.
I'm no longer covered in feces.
Really?
But
you've gone this long?
I like the outdoors, so I might just sleep by the entrance.
I put the Mankey, Cliff Secord back in their Pokeballs. I keep Godzilla with me and head into the hut.
All right. We'll camp for the night. But tomorrow, we tackle Mount Moon.
Can I take out my Ekans and tie it around my robe as a belt?
You can try.
Yeah, he's my new belt.
You can see if he'll fight you for that.
What? He's my Pokemon.
Yeah, that don't mean that he's exactly loyal to you.
You know, I won't do that yet. I'll say that for another time.
And Martin has gone inside the hut? Hmm.
What is Tark doing?
Well, the young boy and his two companions are, seeing that all their other companions have stopped walking, for whatever reason, walking is so much fun. they also stop and start throwing small rocks at each other. Having so much fun with their new friend, the Abra.
I like that every time he gets a new Pokemon, it's just going to be out. So he's going to have a whole fucking group of Pokemon just all
Well, here's
being
the thing.
A crowd of nonsense.
Here's the thing. If he comes across something that can successfully do a supersonic, all his Pokemon could get confused.
That's funny.
I'm picturing like a Pokemon stepping up on Tark. You came to the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker.
That's essentially what he's doing. He's forming a fucking gang.
Yeah. Well,
aren't we about to go to a place with lots of Zubats?
Did I hear Zubat? We're going home, the Commodore.
And that's what I got.
Later that night, I'm sure Martin will need to urinate at some point. So as he does, we can agree on that, can't we, Martin? At some point at night, your tiny little child bladder will need to excrete its contents.
Hey.
Yes, okay.
Take a whiz.
Well, hello, Martin.
Jesus, fuck.
Always nice to micturate into the wildlife, isn't it?
The hell, man? Why, I'm peeing!
What in the devil are you doing at Mount Moon?
This is where everybody was going. It's a good place to hide.
You didn't think it was smart to go back to Professor Ketchum?
We called Ketchum. We got phones, man.
He told you to go to Mount Moon.
He told us to hide.
You just found... clearly, he's a moron.
Sorry. Excuse me, aren't you supposed to not be interfering or some shit?
Yes, well... I assumed that you would have some kind of sense, but here you are, venturing off into the wilderness. Fine, I shall continue to observe. I just wanted a little bit of a clue, since I very specifically told you it was probably wise to go back to Pallet Town.
I need to point out that I am sleeping outside, and in fact probably am witnessing all of this.
Give me a wisdom check.
If it's a one.
Actually, a constitution check.
Alright, I can do that. Constitution's 10. 13.
Okay. Now give me a wisdom check.
13.
Give me one more wisdom check.
You bit. My rolls are hot tonight.
No. Hot. I'll explain what happens.
Rolling that dice. Clickety clackety.
Wait.
10.
Then I'll leave it up to you. So you are able to wake up. You are able to observe that Martin is talking to an elder gentleman. It is up to you on whether or not you will pretend to still be sleeping or go, "What are you doing talking to that older man?"
Oh my God. Oh my God, is that Percy Pokowitz? I've read all your books. And I go back.
Jesus Christ.
I go back to sleep. That's all I say, and I go back to sleep.
So terrifying, my Peter retreated.
All I do.
What? Why was it out?
I was peeing alongside you, moron.
What? You snuck up on me while peeing?
It's something men do in the wilderness.
No!
Are you daft?
I want to point out that you're like an older man, and he's a young boy.
Have you never been to a urinal, Jamesy?
No, Jamesy's asleep. This is Brandon talking. I'm just pointing it out.
Anyway, Martin, that's fine. We'll continue to play along and you can play your little games. Now that there's an Abra with Tark, I'm sure everything will be fine. I don't bear you any ill will, boy, but you really should question whether or not you're making the right decisions here. Because you, instead of going somewhere that you know is safe, have just gone out into the wilderness where anyone can get you. Team Rocket, or perhaps somebody even worse. And there are things much worse, my dear boy.
Yeah, I'm staring at one. You're gonna end up being the main villain, by the way. I bet, he runs Team Rocket.
I'm gonna... Percy Pokowitz slaps the young boy in the back. Well... I will interfere no further. But you, Martin, watch yourself, boy. Can't have young Tark getting killed, now can we? I've got a dissertation to write. Toodle pip!
You okay?
Damn, that guy was creepy.
Shut up!
Well, it seems our team is on a brand new adventure, or maybe the same adventure, part 2. Will Mount Moon prove every bit as treacherous as Pewter City and the places that came before it? How many Pokemon deep is Tark's posse going to run? Is Jumanji going to try and pass that bandana off as a cute Poke Girl hat? Has Jamesy finally seen the light and going to continue to bathe on a regular basis? And of course, will Martin report Percy Pokowitz for pedophilia? Oh yeah, and what the hell was up with those things that came from the egg? Find out the answers to these questions, none of these questions, and perhaps even a question or two I didn't ask on the next Pokeballs of Steelix!
So guys, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Pokeballs of Steelix. If you like what you heard, please support this show and all the other shows on the network by contributing to us on our monthly support drive. You send us money and we send you cool perks in the mail.
Cruel perks in the mail. My feces in a bag.
That's cruel.
Cruel perk number one. Cruel perk number two. Hex farts in a bag and sends it to you.
I wouldn't do that.
Or for even more money, cruel perk number three. A vial of cap semen. His filthy semen.
That's...
And cruel punk number... cruel
no,
perk.
We're done. We're no, done. No, we're done. Yeah. Buy him Hex.
Buy him Cap.
Buy him Tony.
Buy him Brandon.
Buy him Jonna.
Thank you for listening to Pokeballs of Steelix. Pokeballs of Steelix is made possible by A Comic Shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you. Shit.
We rely on you to shit. That's what he's trying to say. You shit and we keep making shows.
Jamesy, stop talking about shit. Nobody wants to hear about that. It's bad enough we have to walk. That's why you don't lead the party anymore. Standing downwind is just bad.
As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive.
Scan us with your Pokedex. You'll find out just how far along we are.
Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more Pokeballs of Steelix episodes, character sheets, fan art, and other rare candy, visit nerdyshow.com/Pokemon. Pokeballs of Steelix is in no way affiliated or endorsed by Nintendo, or indeed, WingZone. This podcast has been a work of parody, and any references to outside content are for the purposes of satire. All characters appearing are fictitious, and any resemblance to real persons, living or dead, or Pokemon, living or dead, light or dark, is purely coincidental. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks. And don't forget, there's a Pokeballs of Steelix page on Facebook. We have no friends, please like us.
Maybe if we didn't put Jamesy's picture up there, we'd have more friends.
I follow everyone through social networking.
You just follow everyone anyway.
Don't know I'm following them, but I am. There you go, Colin. Edit that shit. That's my Jigglypuff.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.